Merry Christmas, this is Patty. And I just wanted to tell everybody that me and Jay are expecting another baby in the spring. And my sister Marie and Dick are expecting a baby in the summer. So we're going to have lots of little kids running around this summer. Well, they won't be running around, but we're all here at Jean's house. We're having a good time. It's a nice party. I hope you're all well and happy. I just want to wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Barbara Patrick, here we are at our 7th annual Christmas party. And Joan is right here. See, she said, and Joan. Now, we hope you all have the same good time that we have, and I'm sure that one of these times you'll be up here to make it, too. I'm sure that you'll get up here. Hold on.
I don't like to talk into a microphone.
Merry Christmas. This is Joan, and it's late. What are you doing?
It's all okay.
Oh, good. I said it.
All right. Hi, everybody. This is Marie. I'm sorry if you can't hear me too well. I've got laryngitis tonight. We're having a great time at this party. In fact, it's pretty crazy. I don't know if you can hear it in the background. I don't know if you know, but Dick and I are having a baby in June. I'm feeling so good. Too good, really. Everyone says, how come you don't pretend you're sick? Because I feel so great. Gotta keep working, too.
She won't know all the voices, but...
I know.
Is that a baby? Please, I don't care.
Here's Mary.
Well, I guess you know who's been doing all the talking all night. She can't even talk anymore.
No.
I just heard some fantastic news tonight. I heard about Chris is getting married. Oh, boy. That's the beginning of the end. Well, I can't get rid of any of mine. I'd like to know, what's the secret? They keep telling me they're leaving, and I keep telling them I'll pack. But I still have them. So, I hope you've all had a very nice Christmas. And Barbara and Chicky and Pat and each respective crew and the best of everything for the New Year. Bye-bye.
Hi, Babs. I think Daddy has everybody on the tape, and he and I are the last ones to talk to you. Now, this is going to be something that you will all have the rest of your life. If you take it and put it away, and these are sentimental times when we think of, as we grow older, each day, week, and month, and year, time goes by, and these are things that we think about, but I want you to always remember, honey, no matter where you are, miles away from one another, if you think of your sisters and your brother, and as time goes on, it's the same way with us. It's been going on for years and years and years, and I want you to do the same. Okay, darling? Love, Mom. Hi. Hi, Pat. Oh, we're having a ball. Talked to you early this night and tonight, and we really, really are having a good time. This is one of the nights that's kind of a sentimental type of thing. At the end of the night, we're all feeling good and had a good time, and we're thinking about things that are going to happen in the future. I know that your time is coming. Not too far away when you're going to start a new phase in your life with a new daughter-in-law, and things are going to happen to you that has happened to Daddy and I through the years, and think about us, and hope and pray. I hope and pray that everything will be just as wonderful, and maybe you'll live to see your 50th anniversary with Daddy, and I hope we will. Okay? Love, Mom. Hi, Chick. Sorry that you weren't here tonight, because all your young cousins and nieces and nephews and mine and what have you, we're having a ball. We really, this is one of the very great nights. I know I'm feeling pretty good, and I'm very sentimental. Talk to all of you, but Chick, I want you to remember that as the years go by, and I hope and pray that each and every one of you will think of the good times that we had. Never look back. Always look forward. And as the years go by, you're going to say, oh, they were the greatest years of our life. Okay, darling? Love to you and Vito and all the kids, Mom.
Well, Barbara, Pat, Joan, this is Daddy. I'm finishing up. I got everybody that was at the party. I got them to talk and say something to you. And this is a memento which I hope, and I know you will, keep for years. As each Christmas goes by, maybe some of us won't be around, but at least you will have a memento in the form of our voices and hear them talking to you. Because this, we are all talking to you. Everybody here tonight that has spoken was informed that this message is for Barbara, Pat, and Joan. So I'll sign off now, and hoping that I'll see you soon, and have a very, very Merry Christmas, and of course, a happy, happy New Year.